arms and then.
Pack milled, really.
My wife was saying one arm was longer than the other, and I think she was having one shoulder higher than the other. She was pulling my leg a little bit yesterday.
Not such a bad day today, is it?
No, it didn't. No. It's. I've just been doing a bit of a job in the yard. I've been moving some plants down. So I'll give it a chance to get going.
I've been painting all the long staircase.
Do you use brush or brush?
Because once I used, I thought, oh, look, it's saying tray or roll. You never saw. Oh, I mean, I've had these painting stuff, yeah. To paint in the trousers and the overalls, yeah. For years. Yeah. Well, I had more paint in that first two rolls than I'd had all the years that I'd painted you. Never saw such a mess. No, I love
you. You seem to use more paint with a roller.
Mm.
You do.
Once I.
I don't like painting.
Oh, well, I do. Well, it's in the family. My father and my eldest brother were master painters and decorators. Yeah. And I think, hey, I once did a friend show me she changed it into two flats or house, and I painted nearly all the house on inside.
Oh, that's good. Good if you can get settled into black art with painting, because I never feel as though I'm getting anywhere. It's such a steady job, isn't it? And you've got to be careful, really. Or you spoil the look of everything, don't
well,
you?
Well, the doors in our room, in our stair now, you can nearly see yourself in them.
Oh, that's good.
The shine. It's just the finishing.
I see, you're an expert.
Yeah. Well, what if the,
mind
and,
it, mind
I remember, it. If this is it, you see, I door down that way.
Yeah, that's all right.
And then I'm brushing.
Oh, that's where I've gone wrong.
Oh, you are.
I don't mind in a circle.
Your story. But it's a finishing along. You just have to touch it. Touch it, you know.
Oh, gut painting, you can tell when it's been done properly.
But actually, half of it is, you know, one part is the preparing of the stuff, you know. I'm just going home now to rub some skirting board down in the bedroom. And undercoat that before, and then tonight before bedtime I might.
Now that roller, I've used a roller.
And how do you?
And I've done very well with it.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, I was literally covered.
Yeah. The only problem I found with it was that you do get face splashes on the face, but you know, there's all sorts of ways you can contact. You can just put a bit of Vaseline on your face and it all runs.
But like. I know when whatchamacallit did our stairs when we had it decorated and he emulsioned it for us. Yeah. Well, he'd like this long brush. It was done in no time.
Yeah, it's amazing, really. Yeah.
That's what
I like with painting. If you can really get on with it, when you try and do a roof with a 1/4-inch brush, it's.
Oh, you don't.
Yes,
do
that. We've had some of that.
It's great fun, then.
You
know.
You get a good brush. Yeah.
Especially when it's finished, isn't it?
Oh, it is, yes. Yeah. Take care, then. No deliveries yet then for.
He came today and he had it balanced on his ticket, and I've rung them up, and it's due in the middle of next week.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I think when we get it as well, I'll ask Stephen to come in and put it on because it needs drilling, doesn't it? Probably needs drilling.
That's right, surface mounted.
Ah, that's right, because I haven't got the equipment really.
It is a bit of a job, just in case you crack your tire.
And if you crack a tire, you're worse off still, aren't you?
Absolutely.
Yes, sir.
How much do you ask for spade handles?
I'll try and find them.
I know where they are, but...
I'll what's happening here.
Yeah.
Number one.
I don't see a price on them. There's a ticket, but there's a reference number.
Yeah, they don't put price on anything. Oh, there's a reference number on. Let's help them. Oh, lifting handles, Garador handles, Garador handles, Union handles.
Wooden.
It's a hard way to find it. Handles, pick, hammer, club, hammer. Spade bent. Handles, yeah. Straight or bent. It must be bent. Straight, I mean, because we have no bent ones in it, since. Number 32. £2.64 plus VAT, then maybe £3.
£3. Yeah. Now, I know. I'll go and save it.
See if you get a bit cheaper.
Thank you very much, anyway.
It's alright now.
The advantage of those is that they are shaped to go in the head.
That's right, we are cutting them down.
That's right. Now, and the one that I've got in now, I bought that in the market quite a long while ago. And it was just a straight, unshaped.
Yeah,
I had a shape, but when you haven't got the equipment,
that's right.
You can't do it yourself.
No, you can't.
So it is a tempter to lash out on that, but as I say, it hasn't quite gone yet.
Green out. You follow me,
mate? I do.
Ah. Are you just still here?
Is
anyway?
Is that just because there's more sea or what?
Well, you pull all them rocks out, you see.
Oh, I see.
Now, when a low tide, where them rocks was, I could work all day. Now, where the low tide comes now is where the rocks are, so I've got to go up. You follow me, mate?
But it's gonna once we get this extension on the pier as well, it's gonna alter all the character of the isn't it?
I think they're making a golden. I think they're making a proper
bowl. Well, I was talking to a chap yesterday who was saying just the same thing. He's been here all his life.
Yeah.
He says
they're making a proper bowl.
What about pier then? Have I got that straight yet? What is the store? It belonged to two blokes, didn't it? And then they sold it.
Yeah.
But why didn't they make it go, that consortium that bought it?
Well, they couldn't afford to. They couldn't afford. They bought it, but they couldn't afford to do it right. I mean, to deck that bloody thing, it cost £15,000.
Well.
To deck it?
Yeah. Well, if it had been you know, if you'd have gone into a business like that,
I'd have
you'd have looked at it properly, wouldn't you?
I definitely would, yeah.
Well, I mean, that's there. Like, now then. We had some friends who worked up in the northeast.
Aye.
Now then, the chap that was working up there, he worked for the steel company.
Aye.
If he'd have seen that, he would have gone on there with a wagon, and all that wagon, all that steel, he'd have taken it off for nothing.
Yeah.
That would have been, he'd have done that,
yeah.
And taken his profit off what steel he took. But you see, that's just left. I mean, it seems so sad, really, that there's nobody with any idea. Because that's spoiling Morecambe.
Yeah,
at this point in Morecambe. So very well do it inside at toilets up, but that one's doing up. We have some people come to see
this
us.
Is what, this is what beats me. Why couldn't he, and not one bloody log off, get it, and then let people put a little bit of things on?
Yes, I sincerely agree with that.
And have your fishing on the end.
Yeah.
Hello. And have your little dancing thing, panic up like they used to, a beautiful afternoon.
That's right, yeah, it's a great attraction.
Go as you please, yeah. Do what you want. Yeah. If you want to buy some, have it. Don't fill it full of bloody big monsters. Just let individual people have a little bit of a stall here and there.
That's right, you know. Yeah. Like if you go back into the system where they had at Blackpool, where Reginald Dixon used to play for many hours, and people used to go and sit and enjoy him. And if you went to... If you went into Wales and on that way, there was always, it's Albert, you know.
Yeah.
You know, he used to go in at Scarborough, it was, he wasn't it?
Well, we used that bandstand there, it's in Rylands Park now, in Lancaster, bloody bandstand.
What's going to happen to that now?
Every Sunday, pull it down, every Sunday bloody night and Saturday afternoon, bloody bandstand were going. Go down, so all sit around listening to a bloody band of a Sunday's night. They sold it to Lancaster to go in far for £25. There were 5 tonne of lead on the bugger.
Is that right?
Aye, I'm going back a lot of years ago.
Anyway, our Morecambe Independent is jacked in, so Donald, somebody who's going to take it out, going to try and get in now, Conservative, so. But you see, whatever you want to do, whatever you suggest to your councillor, it never gets anywhere.
Who have you on the bloody council with any real good business initiative?
I mean, when
I was a boy, John Willie Carton, all the businessmen of the bloody town, they're there to get something for themselves, but they're to get the town something and all.
I agree with it.
Do you follow me, mate? Not a lot of bloody... How can a man run a town when he's got to go work for a fucking boss? 7 days a bloody week. How can he?
Can't.
You know what I mean? Where's his brains at?
But there is definitely something wrong because a place like this should attract visitors and things should be going. I mean, I don't care how much.
You have to bond a little bit in England.
Exactly. Well, you can come here and you can travel up into lakes. And you tell me if you wanted to go further south.
I don't know what to do.
But it makes you wonder how it's going to all finish up, really, whether there's going to be a bust up or what. How are they going to go on with this sale of land that the councillor sold some land to the council and the police have been looking into it?
Well, I don't know what that is. Like, it's just a bit of a queer job, isn't it?
It is.
He said he won't tell her neither, will they? What she's done.
Oh, well. You see, Derek Appen, he was doing shady land deals, but he's been able to get round it, really. It might well be above board, but the police have been looking into it.
Well, I would think it would be half, but then I don't know what about it, so it's not going to be shame. But taking a type of a woman, I would think it would be above board.
I think we're short of some honest dealers now.
Oh, definitely.
I mean, there's a lot of dishonest dealers. A lot of people who's in it for a couple of years to get as much as they can.
Well, look,
they get a little shop here and they charge as much as you can and they get the grant to open the shop up and then they close it down in a couple of months.
Well, look at where they've fished these here at Winter Garden.
That's right, yeah.
Do you think they have any money in the men with the Winter Gardens or what? If I bought a thing, I wouldn't want to look at man to bloody well come and look out for sponsors if I bought a gun.
No, that's true.
When I bought Gabin.
Oh, yeah. All right. When I bought bloody horses, a gal, was a gal, was out of carts and fun. You never looked for the bloody sponsor to help you out, did you?
No,
you bought it and bought it, and that's it. Not the same as there, do we, yeah? Them looking for bloody sponsors on there, them looking for bloody sponsors. Eh?
Ah, that's right. I mean, you want...
Look at your bubble. There's only one thing wrong with you. I've got my lads many a time. The trouble is with the world today, everybody wants too much money for doing what they have to do. That's why things are dear.
I agree with you.
That's what it is.
Yeah, I agree with you.
There's only one class of bloody people ever started this country.
agree with you. I totally agree with you. It's a bit double sided,
oh,
really. I mean, some of the.
How are you?
Oh, not too bad.
You're looking well.
No wonder the women get tired having the cart stuff up and down like that.
She didn't know me, I know her well. She just lost her husband.
It's hard luck that. It happens to everybody, you know.
Alright, good.
Pull away around and all sometimes.
But that's the trouble, I think, with the country today. I've had a grandson in our house today. It's a grandson. And he's talking to other grandson. Well, one isn't working. Well, he's on a good job somewhere. He said, what's £120 a week?
Yeah.
One said.
Yeah.
So, the other grandson, it's tied all over the job. He's living with me today, I got him a few ago. He said, I wish I had £120 a week.
Yeah.
I said, that's done with you, bloody lot. I said, £120 a week, you should be able to make do with £120 a week. Bloody
easily,
months,
easily,
eh?
easily.
Then again, easily. You see, they go out and they think, oh, they're spending 40 quid up there of a bloody Friday night and Saturday night.
Well, they were talking about children getting £5 a week spending money.
Saturday penny, Saturday
evening. We used to come here on that bottom end down by the battery. We used to have a full weekend with me and wife and youngster for a fiver.
Yes,
and he used to give us a lovely meal every night and all. £5.
Ah, good.
People can't understand that, can they?
Bed and breakfast, half a pound.
Oh, well, there you are. We used to, when we were in Yorkshire as well, the apprentices in Mill where we were, we used to all band together. And we'd go down at the station, we'd put us, I think we're 2 and 7 pence, I'm not right sure, but that it were about, ran after it. We used to put us money down, and there was a trip train, you used to go from Queensbury, and you used to go through to Blackpool, and then we used to be trailing back at 4:30 in the morning.
Well,
train never went back, it always went so far and stopped. And then we went a bit further and stopped. And then we used to be walking up there. Well, that was it, half a crown.
You used to come from Bradford to here.
That's
stop
it.
At every station coming.
That's right.
Half a crown, and 6 pence admitted into. And half a crown and 10 admitted into Winter Garden.
How do you qualify, you see, people our age who saved up? How do you qualify that price with today's price? Because every pound you save then is worth no today, is it?
When I was on them sandwich ponies, I went to Gusser and I got an ice cream. 7 shilling.
That's all right.
When I was a lad, I could have 70 for them.
Save £5.
I sat on there and I rented it up. A beautiful afternoon, I was just having a break with the sand. I said, when I was a lad, I could have had 70 ice creams.
That's right, yeah.
It's price of one.
It's unbelievable.
It is, isn't it?
It's all because they've changed the monies, you see. And then when we get onto the new EQ, it'll go wrong again. It'll go wrong again.
You don't want to let anything
best, do you? No, you don't. Well, we just carry on. We just enjoy what we want to do, and we don't bother. I mean, me and wife walk up and down here, and John says, well, I'm not bothered about fear, I'm not bothered. We like this bay, and we can do what we like, and that's all there is to it. But you could work yourself up into a real ladder if you wanted.
Yeah, yeah.
We've just been having trouble with the winders, slaughterhouse, you know.
With what?
With winders, slaughterhouse.
Oh, yeah? What's up with?
Well, there might be a friend of yours, I don't really know, but he's so busy, you see. And he's busy at all kinds of day and night. Now then, they asked him a while ago to be more careful when he was switching on the freezer units at night because they were waking people up. We asked him a while ago if he'd be more careful loading up at 6 o'clock in the morning because the children, they couldn't sleep in the morning. You know, really disturbing us all like that. Anyway, we got a petition that when it came up that the new EC rules were coming in, that they were going to have a clean way into the abattoir and a dirty way out, you know, or the other way around. And it necessitated building over the cycle path. Now then the EEC said this should have happened. So we got a petition up and the lads got over 200 signatures, and there must have been 2 dozen letters went to the corporation, and everyone was totally critical of all this activity. And it was done really with the hope that the council and Winder would get together and come to some decent arrangement. And at the other side of Lancaster, down by the antique place, well, there's a slaughterhouse down there,
right,
behind the Aston Memorial, down the hillside.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Well, that was for sale. That apparently belongs to the council.
Right.
Now then, if the council could have come to some agreement and put him there, it would have made it right for us. But you see, we're done so quietly. This is what I don't like about it. He applies for planning permission. The notice was no bigger than 6 inches long and 4 inches high, and it was stuck on a pole. Anyway, Dan.
Are you alright? Are you well? You look better, are you?
Aye, that's about that. It's gone now.
Nice to see you out.
Good on.
See you later.
I've been up.
Starting week of fourth. Thursday before New Year. Me and Mrs. Councillor.
Oh, is it? Oh, yeah. We should have tripped him up then, shouldn't we?
Anyway.
Well, I kept him here a bit longer.
But they're talking about he's going to Blackpool, aren't they?
Well, no. Now you see, now is what's happened is this. We argued as case after we saw the notice, but we only saw the notice about a week before it went into committee. So we'd only a very short time to get everything organised. Well, we got letters and this petition, we sent it into the council, Stanley came round and talked to one of the young men round our place and all like that. But he said, oh, well, they'll do this and that and the other. But when he came round, and now we know, they'd lobbied all the committee that was going, and they knew it was going to be passed. They knew before they went in it was going to be passed. Yeah. They were done in a very underhand way, because the notice was it had built about a couple of days, and then it was pulled down. You see, so it didn't give them a great lot of chance. But anyway, now it's been passed, you see, it goes ahead, and that's all there is to it. He hasn't started doing it yet, but
no.
It'll never be moved from it. But what an opportunity they had. They could have said, well, if the EEC say it has to be done...
They'll never move it now, then.
Well, no, I don't think so. The EEC should have said, well, if it has to be moved, if it's an environmental law, and the council say it's environmental, you'll have to give us a bit of something to help us to move it.
Well, I have a fellow's work.
What have you had? What's been all your flu?
Right?
Has it been cold?
Cold. And round here, and my stomach, and my chest. I've been badly. I've had doctor 3 times. Wife's had him power. I've just finished some antibiotics on yesterday morning, at 8 a day. 4 of a morning,
2 of a... That's a meal, isn't it? 8 a day.
I had 2 litres of a morning and 2 biggies, and 8 a day.
And no missings.
I wanted to get myself right. But it ends up that European standard isn't that sort of...
No, it isn't. No.
No.
But what they've said of the council, they've said that they realise that what there has to be done can't be done so quickly. You see, we're passed in back end of October.
It's always been a slaughterhouse all my life, that. All my life it's been a slaughterhouse. Dugdale's used to own these 2 shops round here.
Yeah.
All my life it's been a slaughterhouse. Yeah. All my life.
But all council agreed it should be moved.
Eh?
All council agreed it should be moved.
Well, I got to say.
They all agreed with it. Elements said it should be moved.
But I think it is going to do. If they go into the common market rate, A is standard or something, it's a pretty new job. It's got to be. Got to go to Blackpool this year.
Well, it's engineer that has it underhand now. It's up to him whether they say it's right or wrong. I think the councils, if they wanted a thing shifting, they are strong enough to get it shifting. If they really feel the thing's rough. You see, up in the Dales, the one chap built a house, and they said, we're going to have to pull it down because it doesn't fit in with... But they told him he has to pull it down, so...
Yeah, but this job is just a bit different, isn't it?
I do.
This job's just a little bit different.
Yeah.
Wind is in such a big way, and if he goes for the planting of fields and one thing, it'll skin this bloody town.
You
think so? But of course it will be planting of fields, yes, certainly. What are they doing with what are they doing on Skiff Road with them making them camps, them gypsy camps?
Yeah.
What are they doing down there? What did them say to you, visitor? How much is it going to cost her for an appeal? Yeah. Appeal goes into £100,000, you know.
Yeah.
Do you know that? Oh, bloody hell.
Well, then that's not on, is it, really?
Eh?
It's not on, that, really, is it? Well, where did all that money go for appeal? Solicitors and...
I don't know who the hell gets it. Well, that 13 acre of land up there, it's up for building. It's next... Within its next 2 or 3 bloody months. Now, they're on about this and they're on about that. It's past, but then there's a lot of them going again. You don't want it. Habitats, isn't there enough bloody habitats up and down? Flowers growing up. I said, what's to stop me from taking a bloody flower and plowing all the bloody flowers up? I said, it's my bloody land. I can stop myself what I do, you know. But they are.
I thought, you know, I did think when they were talking, when the council were talking about spending a lot of money behind the station, and thinking of spending a lot of money behind the station and building a supermarket and ploughing it all up that car park. And then put in the information centre in the old
market.
I did think, you know, when we go around and we look at some of these houses, like Barrett's houses and all like that, I thought that area would have been better off making into houses. And then you see they would be able to get their community charge off the houses. But as it's going to happen now, council's going to have a lot of responsibility one way or another with the...
You're going to have to pass it. They're going to have to pass a lot of land to put houses on to get the bloody revenue back in the town.
Yeah.
You know that, yeah, that. Because I'll tell you what it is, I don't know.
They don't seem to be interested in making money, they seem to be interested in spending it, to my mind. I could be wrong, you know.
Well, it's a queer bloody job. Queer job.
Where do you go for your holidays then, living in a place like this?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, Spain!
Do you? Good.
My lad has a place at Spain.
Has he? Oh, that's
aye, good. Aye, yeah. I like to go down to and being, Ken.
We like this country, really. Yeah. We've been to France, and we've been to...
We might go to France in another... about, I would say, springtime.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I like France.
We did very much so. We actually went and stayed with a chap that we knew, really.
Aye.
Which made it very reasonable, very cheap, really. We took his car there, and I had bother. He's coming back with his chap now.
Aye.
We had bother. Had a car tyre burst. Had a heck of a job getting one.
Right. How far's it, Lord? Right. Same. The council,
isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's it. It looks young, I don't know. I went to doctors this morning for a prescription.
Yeah.
And the second door on, it opened and the doctor came out and called for the next person to come in. She didn't look to be above 14 year old.
Yeah.
By God, she did look young. I said to John, I said, well, when we came here 5 years ago, I'm glad we didn't get her. By God, she did look young.
Oh, I'd won, you know. Oh, I'm going back a few years now. Oh, well, ain't bad we are. I had a high GS earned, you know. Now for the Ashley Blackpool.
That sounds nasty.
They won't do it unless they're back, you know. They get cooked from there.
Yeah.
But ideas earn you. Oh, terrible. It's stitched all inside. Oh, it's like you could sit down to a beautiful tea tonight and enjoy it. And then you could sit down for your breakfast in the morning, one bite, and that was you finished.
Sick.
It was your puddings. Your gullet were ripped. And your puddings, say that's your gullet, that like that, where your poop goes down. Well, I dare say it is when you've ripped your stomach, and your stomach goes in like that and stops it going down.
Like a bit of a plug.
Oh, but I'll tell you what, it was a bloody awful. I wouldn't have another. Mine, I was only about 45% from the head now. In Blackpool, 3 weeks.
You're a bit stronger to counteract it then, wouldn't you? When you're younger, you're a bit stronger then.
But you couldn't stay. I would like this for 12 months, look. Pull all your ribs out like that with your cage.
Well, I think that way. Yeah, I'm going to go through Arndale Centre and back home now.
I've just been to a friend's house and he gave me a nice cup of tea and a little drop of brandy and I enjoyed it.
Oh, by Jehovah.
I enjoyed it.
No to beat that then, is there?
Get on now.
I'm going through Arndale. Go over the bridge then and report to my missus.
Will you come out tonight?
No, it's not good. We've got to the position where we try to do all our jobs through the day because we don't go out at night. We'll wind up a little bit.
I am not
right really like night time.
I'm shaming on now. Yeah. I've never been out for 6 weeks. Six weeks today since I went out.
You'll get a can of ale in if you want. Take care then.